where we've seen landslides, such as what happened in Mean Bog a year and a half ago, that those areas that are susceptible to landslides will now be ruled as not permissible for wind farm development. And I think that's a positive development, and I would hope that the public can get behind that amendment and the variation to the development plan, and we'll see that finally passed in a couple of months. And then there's also other amendments that were tabled for other areas in the county, which we have seen that locals and residents in the area simply don't want wind farm developments in those areas. So hopefully now that will pass the public consultation phase.
The point's been made at the meeting that given what's happening in Ukraine and the situation with sanctions against Russia, fossil fuels are coming under the spotlight now more than ever, and as a result there is more focus now on sustainable fuels, on alternative energy. And with that in mind, that's going to give a context to this debate that perhaps mightn't have been there 3 months ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there may be division in there as regards wind farm development, but I think there seems to be a broad consensus as regards green energy. I think everybody agrees that we need to be developing renewable and sustainable energy forms, and whether that's looking at offshore wind farms or how we can develop it, I think there's a broad consensus among councillors that we need to be looking at that. But what we can't agree on is, and what we want the public to agree on now in the new development plan, is that wind farms cannot be imposed on communities that simply don't want them, and particularly in areas which are not suitable for them. And we've seen the example in Mean Bog. We've seen the huge environmental and ecological disaster that occurred there. We simply can't countenance that would happen somewhere else in the county, and hopefully this is the start of a process that will ensure that won't happen again.